Brixie, the New York Jets lose 34-0 to the San Francisco 49ers. Carlos Rogers of the 49ers comes out today and says that he thinks the Jets quit. Darrelle Revis is gone. Santonio Holmes now lost for the year. Tebow's sitting there going, hey, I'm around. Use me. We'll get to that later. Let me just, yeah.
There are two.
Ever more appropriate. Go ahead.
There are really two issues when you look at, well, there are 100,000 issues. But in terms of fresh issues, there's the question of whether Santonio Holmes going down actually helps or hurts the Jets. Obviously, on field, he's a good player, but he's not an elite player. And he's such a clubhouse cancer. And when you look at this team, and this team is definitely going to struggle. They would have struggled without him, or they're going to struggle without him. They would have struggled with him. And you have to ask yourself, is it better to have a detrimental personality in the clubhouse while you're trying to face and overcome adversity? Or is it better that he just gets Liz Frank and gets the heck out of there?
I would say the Jets, half that locker room is detrimental personality. They build around detrimental personalities.
They just signed Aaron Berry, who got arrested twice who was too much of a detrimental personality for the Detroit Lions.
This is what I mean. The Jets just they harbor these guys. You know, Bill Belichick is hoarding tight ends. The Jets are hoarding people with bad character to their it's not a good environment already. And you're taking away Sanchez's only weapon. My point is, and I'm looking at three great wide receivers, formerly great wide receivers, sitting on the sideline with nobody to play with. How have the Jets not brought in one, two, in my opinion, all three of them? Go get T.O., go get Chad Johnson, go get Plaxico Burress, surround Mark Sanchez with talent for the first time
that's
in his
talent.
Career. That would be the best talent Mark Sanchez has ever been surrounded by.
Chad Ochocinco?
Ever.
Chad Ochocinco is not talent in 2012.
He better wasn't than Chaz Schillens. I would take Chad Ochocinco over Chaz Schillens and Clyde.
Listen,
Clyde Barber, or whatever the hell that guy's name is.
And Rex Ryan said in his press in the Santonio Holmes press conference that he was not looking at Plaxico Burress. I would bring Plaxico in. Plaxico knows the Jets playbook. Obviously, it was
Last year.
What's his face's playbook? I can't even think of the offense. Schottenheimer. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was Schottenheimer that really butchered that. It was Schottenheimer's playbook. He still knows the basic things. He has a rapport with Mark Sanchez. He's in shape. Terrell Owens couldn't make the Seahawks.
Terrell Owens is broke. He'll play for $6. Go get him.
That's fine. I don't care. I don't care what you play for if you can't play. He couldn't make the Seahawks. Ochocinco couldn't make the Dolphins. Plaxico Burress has a bad rap of being a terrible character guy because he accidentally shot himself one time. I would bring in Plaxico. He's the only one that makes sense.
I'd bring in all three. They'd have the best. That would be an upgrade.
Here's your problem.
Across the board.
You decided you didn't want Plaxico Burress at the beginning of the season. You lose a slot receiver. What sense does it make to bring in two of the three of those guys are deep vertical threats? What does it make sense to bring in an outside receiver to fill a slot receiver's injury? It doesn't make any sense. Chad Ochocinco's slow. His hands aren't what they used to be. His mind is in a different place. He's headbutting chicks left and right. The guy is not the type of guy you want to bring into your clubhouse.
I think it was just to the right.
I think it was straight forward.
It's just well, I mean, he was in the driver's seat, was he not?
They were driving?
Car? Wasn't it in a car that he did that?
He headbutted her in a car. Well, at least he kept two hands on the wheel.
That's a fair point.
You know, I don't think he got full credit for
that's
that.
That's quality driving.
You know what? If you are going to abuse your wife, you at least do it by the book.
Don't ever abuse your wives. Listen,
the Jets are a mess. I would not be surprised if the Jets end up with the first overall pick in the 2013 draft.
This is what I'm saying. So, where's the downside here?
So here's
legitimately, what's the downside for bringing in those guys? Your wide receivers become
Hang on.
Your wide receivers become an attitude problem and he gets into a fight with his quarterback? Where have we seen that before? Oh yeah, last season with Santonio Holmes.
So fix it. So you don't bring in the Jets are in rebuilding mode. They just don't know it. And as long as you can't keep patching up holes, just huge gaping holes with tiny little old guys, the water's still going to seep through. The team is porous. They need to, in my opinion, they need to start tanking. And I know that people aren't supposed to say that, and that's not a good thing. They should start looking at the future. And the future is not Mark Sanchez. He has regressed. I have not been a Mark Sanchez hater. I thought he would take the next step. He has proven that he's incapable of doing
that. It hasn't looked good. Side note, do the Jets need to start tanking, or will their play do it by themselves? Discuss.
I think it'll be a combination of both. Their play will
this
do it.
This team is going to get...
And they will get dejected.
Bad.
They are mentally weak. I don't know if Rex Ryan survives this. Because Rex Ryan is going to have to eat humble pie. I don't know if he's capable of doing it. He has a mess. Name good talent on the New York Jets.
You can't. And that's the point. Revis.
Revis, Harris, maybe Copels. Jury's out. Kyle Wilson, I think, can still become serviceable, but he's been a massive disappointment thus far.
The problem is Rex may not survive it with a different owner. But Mr. Woody Johnson, Mr. I want publicity, I want to dominate the back pages, I think he's going to stay. I think before Rex, by the way, I've never been a fan of Rex, even I've never been a fan of his coaching, but even before Rex, I think you got to look at Tannenbaum. How is he still here?
I think Tannenbaum is a disaster.
I'm going to use this word again. The dearth of talent that he has surrounded Mark Sanchez with is just comical.
The lack of depth on that team. I mean,
it's comical.
Guys go down. Listen, the secondary for the New York Giants is depleted, and they are not playing great, but they are serviceable. There's something you can throw out there. And if you get enough pressure on the quarterback, you can still have a top half defense.
And that's exactly right. The Giants have a plan. They know their secondary is great.
Right.
They can make up for it in other areas.
They can scheme.
Where's that for the Jets?
They can scheme, and they have a plan B. The Jets didn't seem to have a plan B when they stockpiled their roster. Now they're scrambling. They're throwing running backs into cornerback. They just signed this Aaron Berry kid. It's going to take them 3 or 4 weeks. And what I don't understand, by the way, Aaron Berry was suspended 4 games by Commissioner Goodell after getting arrested for the second time. Now, he hasn't been on a roster. If you're not on a roster, are you telling me that he's serving games, that week 1, 2, 3, and 4 was his suspension? Because if I'm not employed by you and you have me suspended, and I'm suspended 3 weeks, but I'm currently fired, okay? When I get rehired,
yeah.
Do I still have to file out that 3 weeks, or is that time served?
I don't know. I think, by the way, I mentioned suspensions. Did you hear it? Sean Payton will be allowed to be in the stands for a...
That's great.
For a... Is anyone going to be watching, by the way? Is there going to be a camera on him just watching, see if he's giving hand signals?
Who is it? Is it
just relaying stuff? He's going to be calling plays from row 20.
What team was it that had the big signs that had like big like Van Pelt's head plus this equals that, and that's how they were relaying signs? You can see Sean Payton out there with like 8 just huge signs just holding it up, and Breeze just trying to read from them.
But moving back to the Jets, I mean, look, this team was bad. I think we can all agree week one was a statistical outlier. They were not nearly as good as they showed against the Bills. They were bad. They've gotten worse. Sanchez has regressed, to your point. This is going to be worse than we thought.
I'm dead serious when I think they could end up with the number one pick. I think that they're worse than the Miami Dolphins are right now. Ryan Tannehill is proven that he is not a joke of a rookie quarterback, and they can move the ball. They have a running game. The Jets have no running game and ground and pound, and they have no quarterback when they try to throw the ball.
Honestly, I think, to your point, you look week 8. I think you could. You're right, because I'm looking at teams that right now you would say, oh, they're the worst team in the league, like the Browns, maybe the Raiders, serviceable, and they've got weapons. I mean, and the Browns have been sneaky, not terrible.
Right.
And there's a bunch of teams like that where everyone's like, oh, those guys are terrible. But then you actually look closer and they're like, all right, they're really not that
bad. They're not
bad.
Awful.
I think you're right.
That they can do. The Cleveland Browns can run the football.
Right.
So offensively, you have to be concerned that if you get in a low-scoring game, Cleveland can stick around because they can pound the rock. The Jets can't run the football. They can't throw the football. And now they're going to struggle to play defense.
Look, I'm a little disgusted. So we're gonna. I know we said we were gonna do a full segment. We're not. I gotta cut it on the Jets. We're gonna get some levity in here, and then we'll come back. We'll do a claim involving the New York Jets. Your boys, the NBA, anti-flopping rules, penalties coming down for flopping players. You for that?
Love it.
Yeah, I think you have to be for that. It's what my soccer fandom.
Your
has always said, like, come on, you gotta cop. That's the one thing that people hate most about the game is people diving. You gotta curb that, and they haven't.
That's where the flopping came from. The flopping started when the international players started coming in the NBA. If you look at the big-time floppers, Manu Ginobili is. He invented the NBA flop, essentially. You got guys, Dirk Nowitzki flops, Gallinari flops. Mm-hmm. Obviously, now, Americans flop, Blake Griffin. Literally, the people around the league started hating on Blake Griffin because he was that big of physical of a guy, but he flopped flops. Every time, right. Like, Earl Boykins ran into him.
Right, and this is a big step forward. Not a big step forward, but this is a big deal for the NBA. They're going to penalize it. Something the NHL did in one of the only good moves the NHL has made in the past decade.
Well, I think what they're shooting
a penalty for flopping.
And I like, because flopping is a product of the fact that the NBA, similar to how in the early 90s the NFL was a rushing defense league, and they have made the rules conducive to passing the ball to the point that guys are throwing 60 mm-hmm. times a game, that rookies are throwing 60 times a game. In the NBA in the early, mid-90s, when it was at its best, it was about the center. It was inside out, aside from mm-hmm. Michael Jordan. You know, you had Michael Jordan winning everything, and then you had your David Robinsons, your Patrick Ewings, your Hakeem Olajuwons, your young Dikembe Mutombos, your
young... Shocked, by the way, that you didn't put Ewing
first. I did that on purpose, by the way, because you give me too much grief for that. You know, young Alonzo Mourning, Shaquille O'Neal. It was a center because it was mm-hmm. a more physical game. And once you moved it, you know, you started allowing these flop calls to happen. You made it softer. You couldn't check people on defense. And now it's, if you look at the great players in the league, they're all point guards.
Right. Right. And so
I think this will help bring physicality back in the game and make the game more of an inside out game, which I personally as a fan prefer.
Right. But before we're up against the clock, but before we get out of here, you want to say something about your 30-year-old New York Knicks?
They're the worst team. They're so bad.
And they're old.
They're
off-season. Just tragically old.
You get rid of the
big insurer commercial in New York.
Oh, it's miserable. And I like Rasheed Wallace, but he is not the answer. We are not in win now mode. The window's closing. The Knicks are just good enough to not be bad enough to improve in the draft. And they're stuck there.
Oh, the New York Knicks. We'll come back. We'll get an outrageous claim. It's cover two.